proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. Beginning with today's session, we will go and look at God's omniscience. God knows. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, described God as being, quote, a God of knowledge, unquote. The attribute of omniscience, that is to say, knowing all things, omniscience is one of the traits that characterizes God. That knowledge comprises an essential element of his omniscience. A deity who did not possess all-knowing would become prone to making errors based upon that lack of knowledge. The Bible reveals that God, however, makes no mistakes. The finite minds of human beings cannot comprehend the extent of the knowledge possessed by the infinite mind of God. As God told Isaiah's contemporaries in Isaiah chapter 55, quote, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Unquote. In the 21st chapter of the book of Job, that suffering protagonist asked his companions, quote, "Shall any teach God knowledge?" Unquote. Any creative being having the capability to do that would implicitly have greater knowledge than God did. However, as Job found out, no such creature exists. No one knows more than God knows. Over the final chapters of that book of Job, God posed a series of questions to Job which demonstrated his, God's, superior knowledge of things. He began by issuing this challenge to Job, quote, "Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me." Unquote. The 38th chapter of Job depicted God as posing a series of questions to Job. Questions about creation, weather, the sources of light and darkness. Job chapter 39 continued this idea. God issued questions to Job about the behavior of animals, such as wild goats and wild asses. In Job chapter 40, God spoke about a creature named Behemoth. In Job chapter 41, he alluded to an animal known as Leviathan, both being potent beings. Confronted with God's superior knowledge, Job confessed his own inadequacies. This is as recorded in the 42nd chapter of the book of Job. Job confessed that, quote, "I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee," unquote. To God's initial inquiry, "Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge?" To God's initial inquiry, Job replied, quote, "Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not," unquote. Job continued by noting that, quote, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Wherefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes," unquote. The 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah records the prophet as beholding God in his holiness. When he did, that prophet cried out, quote, "Woe is me, for I am undone," unquote. Job had a similar reaction once he grasped the depth and the breadth of God's knowledge. He saw himself as a much less knowing creature than he had previously thought of himself. Divine omniscience also ensures that nothing that happens takes God by surprise. This assurance should bolster the confidence of all those who trust in God to direct their paths. As the Apostle Paul wrote in the 8th chapter of Romans, quote, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose," unquote. God's omniscience, the fact that he knows all things, makes this possible. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.